I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Live from Atlanta, the moment you wait for all week, your chance to get informed, entertained, and occasionally outraged. Welcome to the John Kincaid Show on CBS Sports Radio.
And a good morning to you. Coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. You know, when you need certainty in the home buying process with a loan that fits your life, Rocket can. Rocket Mortgage will take great care of you. We appreciate you getting in this morning. Now I'm hungry. Sal Licata telling the story about his mom bringing a meatball sub up to his media room. Now I'm thinking about a meatball sub at 6 in the morning. I could eat it. Could you eat a meatball sub right now, Anthony, if you could have a meatball sub? Could you eat one at 6 in the morning?
No, I want a bacon, egg, and cheese right now.
Bacon, egg, and cheese. I'll have one of them afterwards. I'll have a bacon, egg, and cheese afterwards. My wife will make one for me today. That's already on the menu. I bring home the Dunkin' Donuts hot coffee. She will have a delicious breakfast waiting for me this morning. How about that? That's how you do it. That's how you do it. Anthony's testy this morning. So I just want you to know that.
Because you're saying stupid things.
If you're calling the show at 855-212-4CBS this morning, just be prepared. Anthony's a little testy this morning. A little testy. I suggested to him that there is no time that the NHL needs to take priority over the NFL when you could watch an NHL game, put it on the DVR.
It's the Stanley Cup playoffs. It's game four.
Guess what? You would catch up on the Eastern Conference final.
I don't care about a regular season Jets game when the Jets are going to suck this year anyway. Okay. And even if the Jets were Super Bowl contenders, I wouldn't DVR the Islanders.
Wow. You do realize even the Islander wives are probably watching the Jet game. Even wives of the Islander players are probably watching the Jet game. They're not even that invested in it.
It's been a great series.
People will be invested in game four today here at 3 o'clock.
Well, that was stupid they even played that game. I mean, the Islanders were at a complete disadvantage because of the travel, the quick turnaround. It was a joke. They should have even probably played that game, but whatever. A loss is a loss. I didn't care about 8 goals given up. I saw people freaking out. The Islanders can't compete. They can't keep up with Tampa Bay. Then the Islanders outplayed Tampa Bay in game two. They got lucky. They score with less than 10 seconds left. Islanders come back. They win game three. They're going to win today. Series going to be tied 2-2.
Did you really? You know the travel from Toronto to Edmonton isn't. That's not bad travel. You know that, right? I mean, it's not bad travel to go from Toronto to Edmonton. I'm just saying. I can't believe we're talking about this to start the show today, but I just had to throw it in there. Anthony's a little testy, so be kind today. When you call, be kind and realize that Anthony's a little testy today as we get started. On the day the NFL begins, the day the season begins, it got here. We finally got here. And remember all those Sundays. Do you remember March on this radio show? Do you remember April? Do you remember all the people telling you this would never happen? Do you remember this? Professional sports can't be played. College sports can't be played. Oh, it's a pandemic. Oh, we can't do this safely. There's nothing that can be done. Do you remember? You remember those people? They're upset. Barry, sing it, baby. They're upset. We made it. Come on. There's big drum song. Crank it, Anthony.
Looks like we made it.
Because we believed on this show. Because we weren't scared to fail. This show's like the definition of not being scared to fail. Looks like we made it. And once again, can-do attitudes
yes, we
are
can.
Always going to win out over people who are too scared to fail. Every time. We made it!
Now's the time to say, yes, we can.
Looks like we made it! Yeah, we did. Oh, boy, it's just beautiful. Man, what a great day. What a great day. The NFL season starting. Thursday night, it started with the Kansas City Chiefs. We got an NFL slate today, a full NFL slate. We had college football yesterday. We had NBA, Western Conference. Semifinals last night. The Lakers advance. We have the Stanley Cup playoffs going on. My Vegas Golden Knights are down 3-1. Can't buy a goal.
See ya!
Can't buy a goal. Oh, my gosh. Seriously, and believe me, I'd be willing to try. Unbelievable. We made it. So all the people who told you that sports couldn't survive. Oh, how could you do sports in a pandemic? Well, you know what you do? You trust smart people. That's what you do. You trust smart people because they know how to get things done. We made it. We made it. Oh, it makes you so happy. I'm so glad that it's the can-do people that have been a part of this radio show.
Now's the time to say, yes, we can.
That is the time, Barack. Yes, it is, my man. Look, this is the time. This is the time today at 1 o'clock. You remember the old commercial where the Native American man would have a teardrop going down his cheek because he saw somebody litter? You'd have to be of a certain age. I'm saying you have to be like 40 plus, or you don't know the Native American man that was upset about it littering, someone littering. That's going to be me today. That tear is going to be just coming right down my cheek. When I hear that, da-na-na-da-na-na, da-na-na-da-na-na, and my team's playing a team without a name. You ever heard that song, Been Through a Desert with the Horse with No Name or whatever it is? Well, the Eagles are playing a team today. They're playing no team today. Playing a team with no name. Traveling down to FedEx to play a team with no name. Oh, man, it's such a good mood today. It is such a good mood today. That's why I was surprised Anthony was so testy. That's why I was surprised. Today's a beautiful day. It's great. It's happiness. It's joy. We made it. And all the naysayers, all the people who told you it couldn't happen, were wrong. Again, wrong. All because to them it's too scary to try. Oh, my gosh. Okay. Sit up a little straight. You're feeling it. You're feeling it. I know there are people in Alaska listening right now. There's people in California rolling in from the bars or getting up to go to work. Arizona, I know you're listening. And my friends in Vegas, I know you're listening too. So for you West Coasters, 10 a.m., be ready, baby. The games are going to start. This is so awesome. And then CBS, of course, will have its coverage too. So, look, it's just so awesome. And then we get NBC Sunday Night Football tonight. Oh, man, this is just awesome. It's here. I hope that you guys are as appreciative of this day as I am. I really do. I want you to know our toll-free line will be open for you all day long. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. It's sponsored by Geico. Did you know right now Geico is offering you an extra 15% credit on car, motorcycle, and RV policies on top of what Geico can already save you? So what are you waiting for? Visit geico.com to learn more today. What a happy, happy day. We've got the fallout coming in the world of college football. We've got that coming your way. Where to start, though? There's so many places to start. I'm going to start with this, is that I expected a much more poorly played Thursday night football game. I expected the Chiefs to look atrocious. I thought they were both going to look atrocious. And what I found out is, and this might be a guide as we start week one, my expectation was Chiefs are going to be atrocious. Texans are going to be atrocious, but the Chiefs were too talented to fail in that spot. They were my suicide pick pool or whatever you call it, survivor pool. And so that was my choice. I thought that was an easy pick. But what I realized was this. The Chiefs certainly didn't look like a well-oiled machine at all times. But here's a gut instinct for you. If you think your team is well coached, you think they have a good coach, and your team is playing at home, this would be a good week to bet on them. You think your team's well coached, and by the way, if you have a new coach, you do not know if they're well coached. If you're a Dallas fan today, you do not know that your team is well coached. I am a Mike McCarthy believer, as far as I believe Mike McCarthy's a solid coach. I think he could have done more with what he had in Green Bay, and he didn't. But I believe Mike McCarthy's a good coach. But you don't know if Mike McCarthy's going to be a good coach in Dallas with that crew. You don't know. But if you believe a returning coach, do you believe Bill Belichick's a good coach? I do. Do you believe it? I believe that his team will be a little better prepared. I believe that it's going to be really, really easy to believe that Mike Zimmer has his team prepared in Green Bay. To face Green Bay today, excuse me. That at home, good team, at home, solid coaching staff with continuity. Love Minnesota today. Love Minnesota today. Don't like them, love them. Now the Eagles are on the road, taking on the Washington team without a name. Hopefully we've solved systemic racism, right? We've solved it now because they've changed the team name. We've solved it. Yes, you solved it. Solved it. So they're facing a team with no name. And you got that. I don't know, but the better coaching staff, the better team should be the Eagles. But I'm thinking home teams today, solid coaching staff that has had some modicum of success. Today might be the day to bet on your team at home. This may be the week. And by the way, I'll tell you a little later, the Houston Texans are terrible. Gosh, they're awful. I mean, they're absolutely dreadful. So LeBron James and the Los Angeles Lakers have advanced to the Final Four of the NBA, the conference finals. They'll await the winner of the Clippers and the Nuggets. And we've got the Celtics and the Heat on the other side. And I raise my hand again. I told you last week, I fell on the sword last week, and I'll do it again. I absolutely completely missed the boat on the Miami Heat. Completely missed the boat. And I really didn't think the Celtics were going to pull off a Game 7 victory. Toronto, I don't know how they got that series to 7 games. I really don't. But they got it there, and congratulations to them. They put up a hell of an effort. But Boston and the Heat, does it float your boat? Get you excited? Or is everybody just going to wait for the Lakers and the clip joint? And I hear a lot of people being extremely dismissive of the Lakers' chances. And if I saw Dallas push the Clippers to 6, and I saw now the Denver Nuggets push the Clippers to 6, there's no reason to pick the Clippers to win a Western Conference final in less than 6. And I'd have to believe that the Lakers are in a better position to maybe force a Game 7. And then who knows what happens at that point. So we get a lot of interest there in the NBA. Dallas is one win from the Stanley Cup Finals. Vegas can't buy a goal. Today we'll find out if Anthony's Islanders can tie up their series, the Eastern Conference Final versus Tampa Bay. We had college football yesterday. I'm going to get into a lot of college football here. And yes, we will have the first edition of the fallout. There's not a lot of top title contenders, teams that we think will be in the college football playoff discussion that are playing this past weekend. But we've got some thoughts on Clemson and otherwise that we're going to share with you throughout the course of the day today. But I got a question for you, and you can share a thought if you wish at 855-212-4CBS. What is missing out? Is it baseball? What's losing? Like, as you're sitting there watching live, and I hear people say, well, I flip channels. Okay, you flip channels. I flip channels too. But what's missing out? Now, Anthony doesn't have to worry about it. He's got a lousy baseball team. So he doesn't have to worry about really worrying about catching up on baseball. He follows the Mets. But if you follow organizations that are solid and good, you may have the choice to make. Are you watching baseball? You're watching the NBA. You're watching baseball? You're watching football. You're watching baseball? You're watching college football. You're watching baseball? You're watching NHL? There's something that's missing out as you're flipping channels around. There's something that's missing out. What's losing right now? Other than the NFL's ratings on Thursday night, which everybody is going to come up with some sort of a spin and excuse. You know why the ratings are down. You know why, right? I'm sure you do. You know it. Do you want to admit it? Or do you know it? 855-212-4CBS. We'll get to that. Plus, one of the national title contenders got back into business, and another one maybe showed that they could belong. We'll get to that first. Next, we made it. It's the John Kincaid Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You know, if you're yelling at the radio, he can't hear you. So call JK now at 855-212-4CBS.
Oh, I love it. That's usually when Christina's telling me to turn the television down, that I have it up too loud. She says that often. I don't know if I'm going deaf or I just love putting like the themes up. That's a great theme. John Kincaid Show, CBS Sports Radio. We made it to opening day of the NFL on the opening Sunday. You've seen college football. We've seen Major League Baseball thriving, NBA and NHL in a bubble. Remember all those people? Remember all those Sundays during the pandemic? The Dean, the Pope, followed me during the pandemic, Mike Francesa. And honestly, I'd listen to Mike on the way home. I mean, gosh, he's the Pope. And my show'd be positive. And I'd hear Mike, and it would be like this gloom and doom. Now, he was right in the middle of Manhattan and Long Island and, you know, understanding it's a different life up there at the time. But I never understood the sports media and all the negativity. I never understood it. And I think we're very, very happy to be here. At 855-212-4CBS, did you see Clemson last night? Just a few thoughts. Did you see Clemson last night? Everybody in college football, I think there are some conferences that aren't playing that should just say, yeah, we're not playing. Yeah, we're not going to beat Clemson anyway. We're not going to beat Clemson anyway. Man, Clemson's good. And yes, Wake Forest is not a true tough test. But Trevor Lawrence just looks absolutely amazing. Trevor Lawrence letting it be known that it is his last year. He is going to the NFL. So he wants to make it count. 351 last night through the air, 22 of 28 passing, 2 rushing touchdowns. Have yourself a night, Trevor Lawrence. It was great to see you again. By the way, he uses mayonnaise in that hair to make it so shiny. That's absolutely awesome. Sam in Canton, Ohio joins us to bat leadoff today. Sam, welcome to the John Kincaid Show. How are you, buddy?
Good, John. Thank you for taking my call. John, in Friday's edition of USA Today, a columnist, a sports columnist, Christine Brennan.
Yes.
Column. Did you read it? It was called, I Love the Game, But Can't Watch.
But I can't watch. Well, guess what? I watched for you, Christine. Yeah. I like Christine Brennan. She's a sweet lady, by the way. Really nice. And a talented writer. I've never heard somebody. Can you imagine? Sam, imagine you had a steakhouse in Canton, Ohio. Okay? You had a steakhouse.
Yes.
And then you had a radio show. But you were like, but you were so popular that you opened up a steakhouse and people would go to it. Now, Sam, on the air, on his radio show, tells people, don't eat meat. Don't eat meat. Meat sucks. Meat's terrible for you. Oh, by the way, go to Sam's in Canton, Ohio. We have the best steaks in town. Don't eat meat, though. Meat's terrible for you. Absolutely awful for you. Can you imagine doing that as a sports columnist? Can you imagine being dying for attention? By the way, she's one of the last holders on. Her, Dan Woken of the USA Today. Look, the USA Today is very woke. USA Today is very woke. They've been telling you all along the sports wasn't going to happen. They're very woke. Look, they're a newspaper that color codes their sections just to make sure if your IQ is not a certain thing, you can figure out, oh, I want to read the red section this morning. Come on. It's unbelievable.
John, what I wanted to ask you, she obviously focuses in on the editorial here on college football. And she says at the end, there can be no celebrating the irresponsibility of people who should know so much better.
Really?
But is there a dichotomy? Is there a difference between college football and working through this pandemic and professional sports? She says nothing about professional sports in the article. And I found that kind of interesting because it's almost as if she's separating the two.
She is. And what she doesn't, Sam, and what she doesn't get, and I got to move on. She is what she's not getting is this. The college athletes want to play. Overwhelmingly want to play. The amount of players in Power 5 conferences that have opted out couldn't even field a team to play a team. Just starters. The college athletes want to play. But a lot of very woke sports people think they know better. They think they know better than like the top epidemiologist from Duke and from Duke and from, I forget where else. I'm drawing a blank on the ACC and the NFL. Remember when myocarditis, when they told you all the stories about myocarditis? Remember those stories? Meant to scare you. Some of you had succeeded. Otto in Ocean, New Jersey joins us. Otto, what's going on, brother?
Hey, what's happening, man?
Good to hear from you, man. What's going on?
Hey, I was actually really impressed with the college football, what they put out for us. It seems like the students are really doing the right thing. The product was passable. It was pretty good. I mean, for week one, I'm happy with it. What do you think?
What game did you watch, though? Because, you see, like, to me, the Notre Dame game was really interesting for a while.
I watched that game, and it's funny you say that, because I am a Notre Dame fan.
Are you really?
And the backup for Lawrence, he's a pretty good player. But it's funny because they said twice during that game, oh, they'll have to beat Clemson two times if they want to be national championship. You got a better chance of meeting God on planet Earth. I mean, Jesus Christ. Gotta go.
Don't use the Lord's name in vain. He didn't say anything bad, but I don't like the Lord's name in vain ever being used on the air. That's just me. And you're a Notre Dame fan, too. Seriously, dude. Seriously. Notre Dame wins by 14. Georgia Tech, Jeff Collins and his crew pull the upset at Florida State. That was awesome to see. Oklahoma wins 48-0 as Spencer Rattler has his debut. The redshirt freshman, Spencer Rattler. Spencer. What a cool name. What were you doing, Betty? John. I get John, he gets Spencer. Come on now. Could have done a little better. Could have gotten a little more creative. And could have given me a middle name, too, by the way. I watched the Louisiana-Iowa State game and couldn't believe it. By the way, it goes for a lot of these broadcasts. My buddy Tom Hart was doing the play-by-play of the Iowa State-Louisiana game. Mike Golick, And I won't say Mike Golick Sr. He's Mike Golick. He's Mike Golick. Junior's Junior. And Junior's a good dude, too. But he's Junior. Mike Golick was fantastic. Getting to hear him do color analyst work on a game again, I forgot how good he was at it. Mike Golick, fantastic. Tom Hart, fantastic. Neither one of them was at the game. Golick's up there at ESPN. Tom Hart in his house, in his basement. It was a spectacular broadcast. Cole Kublik was there on the sideline, being able to do interviews with the coaches, and they're all wearing masks, and they're doing all the visual things that you've got to do. Doing all the visual things that you've got to do. But that was a brilliant broadcast. And for a lot of these broadcasts that I've gotten to see, the production work, so many times you hear people on sports talk radio or columnists ripping television broadcasts, ripping the broadcasters, ripping the broadcast quality. Well, I got to tell you this. It's been absolutely amazing. I have no idea that those guys aren't at the game that they're calling. And that is a testament to everybody behind the scenes making it seamless and awesome and really doing a great job. Golick and yesterday and Tom Hart were just absolutely spectacular.
Bright light city, gonna set my soul, gonna set my soul on fire. Got a whole lot of money that's
knowledgeable, passionate, and a beautiful head of hair. He's John Kincaid, and he's only on CBS Sports Radio.
It's honestly maybe the only place it'll have me. John Kincaid Show on CBS Sports Radio. Come on, Golden Knights. Driving me crazy. Now they got to win three in a row. I think they can, but man, I'm so disappointed in the offense. So disappointed.
They're getting chances. They just can't put the puck in the net. I believe they've outshot Dallas. Like, I believe it's 130-90 so far in the series.
It's crazy. And the thing is,
but give Dallas credit. I mean, they're getting good goaltending right now. The Stars. They're blocking shots. The guys.
Yeah, they are. They're doing great. And for some reason, Peter DeBoer believes, okay, let's just keep feeding everything back to the point, and we're just going to generate all of our offense from the point. We're going to have guys cycle behind the goal line, but then just toss everything back out to the point and do it that way. It's not freaking working. It's not working. For gosh sakes. Hey, Peter, I worked for Mike Keenan for years. I know that he would have made an adjustment by now. Just saying. So, Anthony, I heard you're going to have indoor dining coming up in New York.
Finally, September 30th, we could go back indoors to eat.
So you will actually go back for indoor dining 5 months after we did down here in Georgia. So tell me, what are the rules when you finally are allowed, when Mayor de Blasio lets you back in for indoor dining? What are the rules?
Well, there's going to be temperature checks, obviously, face coverings when not seated. There will be contact tracing, so they're going to ask.
Whoa. I agree. I understood. Now, you wear the mask.
Well, I don't know. But I don't even understand the mask thing. So
okay,
you have to wear it once you're walking in.
Yes.
But then you're allowed to take it off when you sit down.
As soon as you sit, it's so stupid.
What's the difference?
It's completely stupid.
Stupid.
But guess what? It's been going on forever. When we walk into a restaurant, we have to walk in, and you wear your mask to the table.
And you sit down and you take it off. I mean,
correct.
So why even have to wear it to
correct
begin with going
now,
in?
Now, the waiters or wait staff, waitresses, whatever, they will still wear their mask. So when they're waiting on you, they'll be wearing their mask.
Yeah, it's good.
Which is just strange. Okay, now temperature check. That is very much, some places it's a temperature check, some places it isn't. At our radio station, we do temperature checks. We do random temperature checks and things like that. We do that. But the idea, what contact tracing, how's this going to work? How's that work? You mean they want personal information from one person in each party? What?
Yes.
What? What do you mean? Like, what are they going to take? Your driver's license? Your phone number? Are people going to be able, like, are they going to take check IDs of people that come into the restaurant? This is crazy. I'm telling you, you've been in the middle of crazy town through this whole thing. You have been in the middle of crazy town through everything with this. I sympathize. That's incredible. I think of all the spectacular spots to pop into in Manhattan. Places to go to grab a quick breakfast, grab a fancier breakfast, go for a lunch, go for a beer, go for fantastic dinners all over town, whatever you possibly want, all sections of town. Anthony, I worry about these places, whether they're still going to be viable, whether they're opening their doors again.
Of course, some of them won't be able to.
Oh, my gosh. Do you know that Ellen's Stardust Cafe?
Yeah.
You know, and, okay. If Ellen's Stardust Cafe does not open up, I will cry. I will cry. I will cry for the kids who work there, the young people who work there, who are absolutely amazing. And it's something that if you go to Manhattan, you got to try it. But just young, aspiring Broadway stars, actors and actresses, they work there as a side job, as they're auditioning, or maybe they work at night and then they'll work the crew and they actually entertain you, sing and perform as you're having your meal. It's absolutely awesome. It's a must see. I love Manhattan.
The Islanders bar in Manhattan that I went to a few times,
right?
Really good place to watch the game. Unfortunately, they're closing. So
that's unbelievable. Are they closing for good?
Yeah, they're closing for good. The owner said that he's going to keep it open until the end of the playoff run, but after the playoffs,
wait a minute.
Closing.
What's the name of it?
Offside Tavern.
Oh my gosh, I know where that is.
Yeah.
Oh, you're kidding me.
Yeah, it's closing.
It's heartbreaking.
Yeah.
It's heartbreaking. It's absolutely amazing. You know what I haven't seen down here in Atlanta is restaurants closing. And they struggled through it, and they worked through it, and came through it. That's unbelievable. Frank in Toronto joins us. We go north of the border. Frank, how are you, buddy?
I'm good. Good morning. How are you?
Good to hear from you, Frank. What's up?
First of all, you know what? It's never too early for a meatball sub, man.
I can tell you this. I blame Sal Licata because he's talking about his mom making him a meatball sub while he's watching.
Where would you go for a meatball sub?
Oh, man, I'm telling you. There's not many places in Atlanta, I can tell you that much.
Come to Toronto. We got lots up here, man.
Oh, I bet you do. You know what I loved? And you know, I'm going to tell you what I loved every time I would go to Toronto. And when I worked in the NHL... It's the first time it happened when I worked for the Flyers and I worked for other teams. When I'd go to Toronto, it was the first place I'd ever had dim sum. I'm telling you this, the Asian cuisine in Toronto is as good as I've ever found in the entire country. And it rocks. I love Toronto. I love your city. Love the people. The city.
Yeah, I gotta tell you different ethnic restaurants. We have anything.
You guys do. You have a great, and it's a great city with great people. Love it very much.
Well, thank you for that. The other thing I wanted to say was the Chiefs Texans game. It was entertaining. I really thought it was going to be a lot more flat than what it was, dude. Just because the training camps, everything to do with Corona. I thought it was going to be flat, but it was entertaining. But on a regular season, you know, without this Corona, I think that game should have been like 45-38 or something.
I would say so too. The thing is, though, the score looks close. That was a big lopsided blowout. Houston was not prepared to play. They were not prepared to play that game.
I agree.
All right, Frankie, take care of yourself, man. Sabah, how are you? Why are you up so early?
John. I had the best Saturday ever. I think
Why
I got
that?
A flat sore. The only time I got it was
football?
To go outside and do my swimming laps. I watched all day.
Wasn't it awesome?
My Tar Heels, they didn't even play well, and they still kicked butt.
We finally got
a really good quarterback.
I'm telling you, that was so exciting.
I'm so excited.
It was great having it back.
Clemson game.
Okay, what do you think of Clemson?
Georgia
Tech was awesome. Man, that was a great, great win for Georgia Tech.
Yeah, and listen, today you're playing a team with a name. It's called the Redskins.
No, they're not. I can't call them that.
You're playing the Redskins.
John Feinstein would drive into the guardrail if he heard you say that.
Well, just tell him to wear a seatbelt then.
It's just terrible. You know what? They changed the name. So, Sabah, racism is cured.
They didn't change the name and nothing's cured because there's nothing, you know, there's bad people out there, but there's nothing that the law states that you are allowed to mistreat people because of the way they look where they come from.
No,
it is not a law. There are some bad people out there. We understand that, but that is not a law, which will make it systemic.
Good job.
I'm just so excited. I love it. I just think it's great. The fans didn't even bother me. The football just seemed real. I didn't notice the fans as much. I was surprised.
And I'm a little disappointed though because this would have been a home game for the Eagles today.
You know, because when you open your stadium,
we buy up all the tickets. The Eagles fans buy all the tickets.
Can you do me a favor?
Yes.
Make Haskins look so bad that they put Kyle Allen in, because I don't think there's a future with Haskins.
What if I told you that it's going to be a really tight game into the fourth quarter?
I won't believe it. All you got to do is just throw the ball to our secondary.
That's what they're going to try to do, but your defensive line should have a good day against the Eagles' offensive line.
So you get the ball out quickly, and the defensive line is negated.
Yeah, but the thing is, though, Carson sometimes holds onto it too long trying to make a play and then ends up twisting a knee or twisting an ankle or hurting a rib. That's what I worry about.
Well, that's when you guys win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, we'll see. I don't think Nick Foles is available. Thanks, Sabah. Enjoy the opening day of NFL Sunday. Oh, I can't. I just can't wait. I think I'm going to tear up. So the other night, opening game of the NFL season, numbers that are being tossed around, but it appears the NFL lost 16 to 18% of its audience from last year's opening game. 16 to 18% is significant, especially when the NFL is huge. I mean, huge. Ratings numbers, big numbers for the opening of the season. And what was it does surprise me. Were people not ready for the NFL season to begin? Were people moved by something else? We're going to talk about that coming up. Did something else turn them off? Did something else make them say, I'm not very busy, you know, I'm too busy right now to be watching this? A little surprising that was the case for the NFL coming off, especially coming off this pandemic, when everybody is just dying to see pro sports again. And college sports, obviously. I can't wait to see some of the numbers that come out from the college football slate. I know they had me yesterday, and the games really weren't that, you know, the Georgia Tech game was very compelling, but I live in Atlanta. I work on the flagship station for Georgia Tech, so I'm watching Georgia Tech anyway. And that was an impressive win for Jeff Collins and his crew in their second season. For Mike Norvell and the Florida State Seminoles, looks more like same old Seminole. That's what it's looking like. And they had a fire at Florida Stadium in a dumpster. Insert your own jokes here. There was enough of them on Twitter. I'm not going to contribute to that discussion at all. No need for that. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4CBS. We find out about Spencer Rattler. And if you didn't know Spencer Rattler's name, and the only reason I knew his name, and I'll be honest with you, the only reason I knew his name is because he was one of the most highly recruited quarterbacks coming out of high school. And in the South, National Signing Day and the recruiting process is huge news. People are really into it. Like, it's important. It's very important to them. So I've learned over the years, you got to pay attention to recruiting. That's something that people are watching for. And so that's the only reason I knew Spencer Rattler. And now we're going to see if a homegrown quarterback under Lincoln Riley can be just as good as the guys that he gets to transfer in, and then he turns them into Heisman Trophy contenders. My partner likes to say, Buck Ballou, who I do a show with in Atlanta on 680 The Fan, Buck and Kincaid Show, he likes to say that George is running back you. And George has had quite a few coming through, especially the last few years, really successful. They've been really, really good at churning out the running backs. But we were discussing this week, is there a quarterback you? And I said, of course there is. It's Oklahoma. If you're a young quarterback right now and you have aspirations to play in the NFL, what do you want to do? You want to go play for Lincoln Riley. That's who you want to play for. Because, you could play for Dabo, too. It would be fantastic. You're going to be in a great program. But if you're looking for some place to play, you want to play for Lincoln Riley. The guy manages to just takes every single unpolished gem and makes it something that the NFL sits up and takes notice about. There's some really, really good quarterbacks, young quarterbacks out there, and young quarterbacks getting a chance to do it early. Even though a redshirt freshman isn't early, with Spencer Rattler, it's a fun story. Plus, it's a great name. Spencer Rattler. My gosh, what was my mom thinking? Seriously, mom and dad, I don't even get a middle name and I get John. Just doesn't make any sense. All right, there is an elephant in the room. And thankfully today I'm ready to address the elephant in the room. We've seen it with the NBA. We'll see more of it and we'll hear more about it today with the NFL. When does activism start to bother people in their enjoyment of their entertainment? And is there a line between activism and entertainment? And more importantly, do we have two national anthems? Do we have multiple national anthems? We'll get to that next. This will be very non-controversial at all. John Kincaid Show, CBS Sports Radio.
I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. It's about interesting family stories and the truth behind them. It's available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.